Hi everybody, this is Rav Yossi Golden, and here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, Parshat Vayechi, entitled Blessing Our Children, Seeing Our Children as Blessings. Many commentaries point out that Sefer Bereishit describes the creation of the Jewish people as individuals and as families, whereas Sefer Shemot is the story of the creation of Am Yisrael as a nation. That being the case, as we move this week towards the conclusion of Sefer Bereishit, and the era of the Avot and their families comes to a close, it would be reasonable to imagine that this final parsha would contain within it important lessons regarding the Jewish family. And if we look through the parsha, the one theme that courses throughout most of this parsha is the theme of brachot, of blessings, but not simply any blessings, rather specifically those of a parent blessing his children and grandchildren. The main part of the parsha describes the unique and special brachot that Yaakov gives to each of his sons. And in addition, the beginning of the parsha describes Yaakov meeting Yosef's children, Menashe and Ephraim, and giving them special brachot as well. It seems only appropriate then that one of the brachot that Yaakov gives his grandchildren represents Jewish continuity, namely that through them, Am Yisrael will continue to bless their own children. This is the source for the custom that many families have for the father, and in some families the mother as well, to give a bracha to each of their children every Friday night, quoting this pasuk from the Parsha by Menashe and Ephraim, as well as the psukim of Birkat Kohanim. Many of us have fond memories of this minhag growing up in our parents' home and have continued the custom as parents as well. But I want to take a minute to try to and gain a greater appreciation for this idea. Why is it so important that a parent bless his children to the extent that it becomes the theme of the final parsha in Sefer Bereishit and is established then as a minhag for generations? I believe that the opportunity to bless our children each week contains within it tremendous depth and meaning on a number of levels. First of all, it enables us to connect to our tradition and Mesorah by giving the same blessing to our children each Friday night that Yaakov Avinu gave to his grandchildren, which is the same bracha that Jews have been giving to their children for thousands of years. We tap into Jewish tradition across the ages. While the Torah and its mitzvot are eternal, the customs of the Jewish people have understandably shifted over the years, to the point that there are probably very few minhagim that we can honestly say have been kept throughout the ages all the way back to the times of the Avot. These brachot are one of those minhagim. To be able to tap into that legacy and to continue it is a unique opportunity and privilege. But these weekly brachot are so much more than that. They're an opportunity for us to speak to each of our children individually, and where we, hopefully, have their complete attention, even if only for 1 or 2 minutes. It is an opportunity for us to look them in the eye and share words of blessing, and through that, to let them know how precious they are to us. It has the potential to be a moment of shared closeness that rarely happens otherwise during our busy lives, but which is so important for both parents and children. In keeping with that theme and opportunity, on a personal note, I want to share something that I started a few years ago. After I give the standard bracha to each child, I then continue with another, more personal bracha in my own words. Sometimes it's an opportunity to highlight aspects of the week that I'm particularly proud of them about. Other times I highlight unique aspects of their personality. And often I bless them with the hopes and dreams that my wife and I have for them as they continue to grow as Ovdei Hashem. Of course, I then end with a declaration of the love that Shifra and I have for them, followed by a small kiss on their forehead, an action that probably speaks much louder than anything I say. And while this process does admittedly delay our Friday night kiddush a few extra minutes, it has transformed this ritual into moments that I cherish each week, as I am privileged to share this unique time with each of my children in an incredibly meaningful way. I would like to think that this feeling is mutual. And perhaps most importantly, through these brachot, we remind ourselves that not only are our children the subject of our blessings, but on another level, they are our blessings themselves. The busyness and the stress of life can often cause us to lose our perspective. And once a week, as we bless and kiss our children, we remind ourselves and relay to our children the true blessing that they are in our lives. There is therefore no more appropriate time for these brachot than Friday evening. As Shabbos enters and we take time to pause and reflect on all that we have, there is no better time to reflect on the blessings that are our children. The phenomenon of a parent blessing their children has the potential to contain within it tremendous meaning. To the extent that it is the main theme of the final parsha of Sefer Bereishit and is then established as a custom for all generations. And while it will be totally normal for this minhag, like many others, to become something that is done by rote without much thought, I would encourage us all to try to realize the tremendous opportunity that is embedded in these moments and to take advantage of them each in our own way. Shabbat Shalom. Wishing you all a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat.